Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I trust you have been enjoying this teaching on the applications of our faith. If you have missed last week's or any of our teachings and you would like to get the audio, all you have to do is email me at charliegolf1, that's Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, golf, G-O-L-F, 1-O-N-E, at outlook.com and request it, and I will get it right out to you. You know, it has been a pleasure to put these weekly teachings together. But not in the hearing of my voice or any of that stuff, but in the preparation time when God can greatly speak to me. Okay, so let's open up our spirit and buckle our seatbelts up. And this week, we will go ahead and get into, as I said last week, all given in grace. All given in grace. Now, this is vital that believers understand that God has freely given all. Now, when the Bible says all, it means all, everything, nothing lacking in His Son. In Romans 8:32, Paul writes, now pay please close attention here, He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall we not with also freely give us, that God gave us, all things? Romans 8:32. Now, that is such a simple statement, but most Christians and some believers I know do not realize what it means. Well, what does it mean? It means exactly what it says. God has freely given all, everything, in His Son. But it also means that God has not given nothing outside of Christ. Let me say that again. God has given us nothing outside of Christ. Did you get that? Now, this usual misunderstanding on this matter is that God has given all because of Christ. Most folks believe that since Christ died and that all that has been is by grace, that the things of God are simply there for our use and our appropriation. But no, that is a misunderstanding. And that misunderstanding has spawned such heresies as the Word of Faith doctrines or the positive confession movement, where all you have to do is write your sins on little pieces of paper and bury them or burn them at the foot of the cross. These are not the truth, my friend. Now listen closely again. God has not given anything because of Christ. Let me say that again. God has not given us anything because of Christ. That which is of Christ is not there for our use. Rather, He has given us all in Christ. Wow. In short, God has not given us things. Rather, He has given us His precious Son, in whom all things that God has given. For example, we know God gives His grace, but He gives grace only in Christ. Let me say that again. God only gives His grace only in Christ, because there's no grace outside of Christ. Now that's an important thought. That is why it is absurd to go around confessing victory and claiming divine miracles and believing this nonsense that we can possess whatever we confess. Oh no, these gifts are not given to believers simply because they are believers. No, God has not given us things or power or even rights. Rather, He has given us Christ, in whom are all things. Wow. Thus, it is only as Christ is unfolded to us and we abide in Him and become one with His mind and will that what is in Christ can be, we can experience that according to the will of God. You know, Paul wrote a letter to the Colossians because of this same misunderstanding. The Colossians were just as confused as the church is today, who Jesus is, while wanting the things of God. Oh no, we do not need the things of God. We need to have Christ. And when we do, then we will have all, that's everything, that are the things of Christ that are in Christ. Paul writes, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all, everything, all things created. They were not made, they were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. That was Colossians 1, 15 through 17 and 19. Well, who needs the things of Christ when we can have Christ himself? Oh, wow. Sadly, many Christians and some believers I know settle for the things. Going to church, going to Christian conferences, Christian concerts, Christian theme parks. Oh, how we have, just commercialized the gospel for money and influence. I was talking to a good friend who thinks it is okay to go to Christian conferences regularly. Well, if God said go to the conference, now that's different. But if you have a steady diet of Christian conferences and all that stuff and the such, you probably do not spend much time with the Lord. Most churches have something going every day of the week. Every day of the week, keeping the people's minds stayed on the church and what the church is doing. But Isaiah tells us we are to keep our minds stayed on the Lord. It is no wonder Christians are dropping like fireflies, just as fast as non-Christians. They are so busy working and going and doing for God. They are missing God, and when we miss God, we will not have peace in our heart and in our mind. Isaiah writes, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace." That would be us if our mind is stayed on Thee, because He trusts in Thee. Isaiah 26:3. My friend, all of the things in this world and the Christendom is found in Christ. Back in Colossians, Paul writes, in whom, that would be Christ, are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wow, Colossians 2 and 3. Did you get that? All of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hid in Christ. Everything we need to come to know God and serve Him has already been given to us, and they are hidden in Christ. We have been blessed with all spiritual gifts already in Christ solely by grace. It means it is only as we discover Him and live in Him and out from Him that we can experience who Christ is and what He has made possible for us. For example, do you want healing? Is the key to that, confessing your healing because Christ died? Do you have financial needs? Do you simply name it and claim it or blab it and grab it? It ought to be clear to any sane person that this simply does not work. It ought to be clear that all of this religion and hyper-spiritualism does not work. People have been struck in this, they've been stuck in this religious thinking, this hoping, this time God will hear my voice. Today, brother, is my healing. Well, I have done all that I needed to do in God to be healed, or my financial needs to be met this day, yet it does not happen. And why? Well, a sane person would agree what I am doing, if it's not working, then I need to change my approach. What do you do? Well, there is nothing to do. Let me say that again. There is nothing to do, my friend. Again, there is no victory outside of Christ. God has given us Christ, and He is enough. Push into Christ, and He will take care of all of your needs. Next week, we'll begin to look at another area as we look at the applications of our faith. So next week, we will start looking at losing one's life. Wow, what a topic, losing one's life. This has been David Stahl, hoping that you have lost your life, and this teaching is helping you, and you are beginning to understand the revelation knowledge of the Lord is coming on, and this all things that are in Christ, that are wisdom and knowledge, is hidden in Christ, is becoming a part of your life, and all you have to do is just push into the Lord. Don't worry about churches and all of that stuff. Just worry about getting to know the Lord, and He will take good care of you. Again, this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Looking forward to talking to you next week. God bless, and have a great week. Bye.